From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama meets within the hour with some people who say they have already benefited from parts of the health care overhaul law. Mr. Obama signed that measure 6 months ago. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the decision by some of the nation's largest health insurance firms to stop selling new policies for children rather than comply with rules set to take effect tomorrow. Those rules bar the firms from denying coverage for children with pre-existing conditions. The president may reportedly seek a senior corporate executive to succeed Lawrence Summers as head of the National Economic Council. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Summers says he'll depart at the end of the year to return to Harvard University.
Larry Summers has been at the top of the president's economic team. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says given that pressure, nobody should be surprised when someone decides to step out of the government bubble.
You know, the last 2 years have been at a remarkable pace, far more hectic than a campaign in which I think many of us thought, boy, is it going to get, could it get any crazier than this? And, you know, many days around here, the answer is absolutely.
The president asked Summers to stay through the end of this year, according to a senior administration official. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The owner of an Iowa egg farm is expected to apologize during a congressional hearing today on the salmonella outbreak this summer that sickened up to 1,600 people. In testimony prepared for that hearing, Austin DeCoster says he was horrified to learn that his eggs may have made that many people sick. An FDA investigation found widespread bug and rodent infestations at DeCoster's farm and another in Iowa. Those two companies recalled more than 500 million eggs last month. A bomb blast in Iran has killed at least 10 people and injured more than 50 others. The BBC's Bob Trevelyan says the blast occurred during a military parade.
Official Iranian media say the bomb exploded among spectators watching the parade in Mahabad, near the border with the Kurdish region of Iraq. Most of those killed were said to be women or children. Mahabad has a sizable Kurdish population, and anti-government feeling has been running high there.
The BBC's Bob Trevelyan. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is calling for more states to take steps to keep people from driving while distracted. NPR's Paul Brown says distracted driving has been the focus of a conference in Washington.
The latest figures show it's involved in 16% of highway deaths. Officials are focusing on people using mobile devices, including cell phones, text messaging, but it's more than that. Here's Greg Zafke at the meeting. His mother died in a distracted driving event last year.
She was stopped at a stoplight and was hit at 50 miles an hour by a lady that decided that she needed to paint her nails. This is a 48-year-old woman that decides that that was important.
So what legislation are anti-distracted driving advocates seeking?
Well, they want to see Congress pass pending legislation that would push all 50 states to ban text messaging by drivers. 30 states in the District of Columbia now ban it.
This is NPR News from Washington. Eight current and former officials from the city of Bell, California, have been arrested and charged with misappropriating more than $5 million in public funds. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that Bell's mayor and most of the city council are among those charged.
Former city manager Robert Rizzo was making about $800,000 a year for managing the working-class city of some 40,000 residents. Members of the city council were making about $100,000, some of that for allegedly attending meetings that never actually took place. In announcing the arrests, L.A. District Attorney Steve Cooley called the situation in Bell corruption on steroids.
The complaint alleges they used the tax dollars collected from the hardworking citizens of Bell as their own piggy bank, which they then looted at will.
State Attorney General Jerry Brown has filed a civil fraud suit against Bell officials, and L.A. County supervisors have asked him to appoint a receiver to take over the city. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Firefighters are making headway in containing a stubborn wildfire in a suburb of Salt Lake City. Don Hudson, a spokesman with the Unified Police Department of Greater Salt Lake, says many of the hundreds of people who were evacuated have been allowed to return to their homes.
We're now down to really only between 150 and 200 homes that were enforcing mandatory evacuations based on the fact that we still have some hot spots in that area and a lot of fuel potentially for the fire.
Hudson says the blaze is about 50% contained. Stocks have edged into negative territory on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials are currently down 9 points at 10,753. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 14 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.